blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxsys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you could join us. Love having you. And if you can call in, that would even be greater than unbelievable. Love to hear from you. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And this is your host, Michael. And yes, we are live from the Spectrum Powered Studios. Some of us are in the studio, and some of us are in our homes. That's right. First, let me introduce you to my beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder. She's in her home.
I'm here, and welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's a rainy, thunderous night here in Orlando, so please bear with us if you hear a crack of lightning or thunder.
And let me introduce you to my buddy. He's in his home in Orlando, Florida. His name is Gary Sinclair. He's our co-host, Gary Sinclair.
Hello, everybody, and I just was sitting on my beautiful patio and got shushed in by the rain, downpours of wind.
The peacocks, they told you to go in out of the rain.
Yeah, absolutely. They're scared. They don't like the lightning either. The peacocks don't.
And let me introduce you to our engineer, our producer. Don't forget, without our engineer and producer, we don't have a show. His name is, he's in the studio. He's in our Spectrum powered studio. He is Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, you there?
Hey, Spectrum in the building. What's up, Spectrum?
All right. Hey, listen, I have a quick shout out, and then I know Gary wants to update us a little bit about Maddie's funeral, but I have a very special, it's not really a shout out, but it's our condolences to our co-host David Hillebrand and his wife Brenda, and to the family of Bri Carling, who we lost this past week.
So, he was in David's band.
Yeah, he was, and he was such a sweetheart. He was actually on the show, and if you'd like to know, you can look at one of the past shows and you'll hear David and Bri playing the guitar together in the studio. So we will miss him. He was such a nice man, Bri Carling.
Yeah, you didn't mention today's date. You always mentioned
today's date. I'm trying to do something a little different. Is today's date? Today is June 7th, 2020. Gary, would you like to update us a little bit about the funeral on Friday?
Well, I'm just going to briefly tell a little bit what I know. I'm hoping that Sheila's listening now and she can call in and give a little more information. But she said that she went. I didn't go. Her and her sister, Patty, and said that they had a good viewing the night before, and then their funeral they had like about 70-75 people, I guess, there. So, and Sheila said she looked very beautiful. Sheila calls in, she can tell you exactly what she's wearing because her sister Patty told her. So, okay. And everything went good.
Well, that's good. Okay.
Hey, folks, if you don't have AARP, you're missing out on it. That's right, AARP. It's a wonderful organization. You have to be 50 to join. They have 38 million people that are members of AARP. And just so you'll know, it's not a political organization. It's an organization that fights for senior citizens. That's right. They're an advocate for the senior citizens. So when you turn 50, you can join. It's only $12 a year. Would you believe that? $12 a year. I get discounts when you go to some of the restaurants, more than to $12, making up one shot. So if you go out to eat, someday go out to eat once this virus is over. Hotels, they all give AARP discounts. So if you don't know anything about it, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check out our website. Check out AARP. Call them in. And join, and don't forget to say you heard her on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Gary, what did you
say? Michael?
Yeah.
I just want to say that I also have a life insurance policy through AARP, and with the very low rates, because of so many members that belong to AARP, they can offer very low rates for insurance.
Wait. They let you in?
Yeah.
You see 50 by a while.
What is that?
That's right.
Let me give the actual email, the website. It's www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond. And if you'd like to just call them, it's just 888-339-5847. That's 888-339-5847.
And don't forget to say you heard on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Of course. They're one of our wonderful sponsors. So what else, Gary? You haven't been on the show in a while. What else is new on your end?
Nothing much. Just hanging around here and listening to all this stuff that's going on and with the storm. Yeah. I mean, we've been so distracted. I mean, with the virus, and then we've had the other stuff going on with the protests and all that, and And, you know, it's good protesting. We've had good protesting here. We haven't had much problem. But there's been so much, and it's sort of been a distraction from the virus.
Yeah, it's been crazy out there.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, just want to tell you now, I'm going to warn you. If you hear dogs barking in the background, don't forget we are in our house, and we have four dogs, three cats, and the cats won't say anything, but the dogs, when the lightning and the thunder starts.
One dog in particular.
Well, she went away in the closet already.
She's panting behind us, Miss Green.
Oh.
Our
That's what you call a closet dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Daisy May is already hiding. And Evie, the little squeaker, might yelp. And Miss Green is panting behind us. And Bennett, he's snoring. He's out. So that's what it is.
If you have something to say, love to hear from you. You know, this show is for you. There's one of the dogs. That's the little one. The phone number to call in, which I'd love to hear from you, is 407-894-1680. I have a question I want to ask you tonight. We're talking about something that we'd like to do in a few weeks from now. I'd like to have anybody's opinion on it. If I hear some good things about it, we'll definitely do it. If I hear some negativity to it, then we won't do it. We're talking about having a show about the history, as far as we know, from music from the 50s to now, especially 50s, 60s, and 70s, when I was involved with the record business. I was going to bring some people on from the days in the music world and talk about the days of music back in the 50s and 60s, especially when my family was involved with it. And when we started in the record business back in 1956, if anybody would like to hear about the history of R&B music, because before we were involved with it, there was no R&B music. It was strictly jazz, and it was strictly what they call popular, and the bands, the swing bands. And I just thought maybe we'd like to do a whole show on it to discuss the revolution of music in this country. If you would like to, if you think it's a good idea, let us know. Call us. I'd like to talk to you about it, because I was going to have some people call in and discuss it. I was going to have some of my family members call in and discuss it.
And Michael, if some of them don't call on in, if they want to talk to you personally, they can. How can they get a hold of you if they have suggestions or ideas that they want?
They should write Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And don't forget the and, A-N-D. So it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Chris, are we going to break now? I think we need to go to break.
Yes, ma'am. We're getting ready to head that way right now.
Okay, we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195 or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we are definitely back, and we are live from Spectrum Powered Studios. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. Hey, Lynn.
I thought we were going to sing with Gary real fast.
Hey, raindrops. Yeah.
Here we go.
Michael.
One, two, three.
It's raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling.
All right, man,
it's messed down here.
All right, so let's welcome our first guest of the night. We're going to have a busy night. And this young man contacted us and said, you know what? I've been blind since birth, and I heard about your show, and I'd like to give a message to your listeners. So we'd like to welcome Peter Altschul or Altschul.
Peter, how do you pronounce your last name?
Altschul, I got
nice
it correct. Well, welcome, Peter.
Welcome, Peter. Welcome.
Hello, Peter.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about your life, and Michael's going to take. He's going to walk away for a minute, let Bennett out in the pouring rain and the storm. So this would be interesting. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, Peter.
Well, let's see. I was the only blind person to attend the junior high and high school that I attended, and one of the few who in the college I attended. And I've done a lot of sort of intriguing different things. I'm a musician. I worked with an organization that's the worst, the most hated government agency in the universe. Did some work on the abortion issue. What's that?
I said I could guess which agency that is.
Yes. Well, we won't go any further down that road.
No, we won't.
And then most of my work has been in the area of getting different people or different groups together to get stuff done, whether it be interdisciplinary grants or working with pro-life and pro-choice activists to dialogue and do common work together. Done quite a bit of work in workplace diversity and workplace conflict. married with three stepkids, six guide dogs, and the proud owner at one point or other of four or five standard poodles and a python named Monty.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about your book, Working and Loving While Blind. That was very interesting to me, and I think that our audience would appreciate that. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Yeah, so Breaking Barriers is the main title of the book, and it was published in 2012, and it really is a memoir. And it focuses primarily on my experience getting my fifth guide dog named Jules. And I sort of use that experience, Jules, as in Jules Verne. And I use that experience to sort of flash back and forth through my life. Flash back primarily. And then I write about, after I graduated from school, guiding eyes, my stepmom died suddenly. So I had to go to the funeral. And that was a tough one, especially with a new guide dog. And then I ultimately moved out to Columbia, Missouri to get married. And the book ends on the wedding, which is sort of an interesting backyard wedding with lots of drama and excitement and wonder and craziness.
How long did it take you to write this book?
It took me 7 years, I think. I'm trying to think about this. I started writing it. Well, no, sorry, that's wrong. I have it wrong. It took me about 3 or 4 years. What happened, I've never particularly enjoyed writing. I'm pretty good at it, but it's not the kind of thing I really enjoy doing. And when I moved out to Columbia, my wife said, "Hey, you should write a book." And I said, "You're crazy." And she said, "Well, let's see what courses are available at the University of Missouri." And there was a PhD level course for nonfiction writing. She said, "Why don't you apply to this course?" I said, "I'll never get in. I'm never taking a creative writing course." She said, "Well, if you get in, you know, you can start your book." And I thought, okay, I'll apply for the course. I won't get in, and everybody will be happy. Well, I got in. I still don't know how it happened, but I got in. And so I thought, okay, maybe it's time for me to take my wife seriously and actually write the book. And that's how the whole thing started.
So you've met a lot of challenges in life, and I thought that you might want to give some inspiration to our listeners who might not be feeling as positive as you do
When I heard that was going to be the theme, I was sort of thinking, what message do I want to send? And we all get lots of advice as blind people, you know, and other, by the way, people of other minority groups get the same kind of advice in one form or another.
Right.
And the one piece of advice that hasn't been given at all, as far as I could tell, or at least not enough, has to do with the idea of finding out what you're good at, you know, finding out your strengths. You know, finding out, as I said, what you're good at, and then working on it, you know, making sure you're really good at it, and then being able to communicate it effectively, you know, so people say, hey, who are you, or what do? You can talk about your strengths, and then people don't know you as just that weird guy who's blind, but you might, in my case, in high school, I was a blind drummer, or a blind person who played the organ, and then later I became an educator. And then more recently, I've been the person who can get people together across differences to get stuff done. You know, and those are all pretty solid strengths, and I can, you know, and I talk about them, and occasionally I actually do them. So,
Peter, are you a self-taught musician?
No. Well, yes and no. I took piano lessons when I was growing up and hated them. And then I started, for a couple of years, I took drum lessons, really a year and a half. And then I taught myself mostly with occasional guidance from other people. And I also took organ lessons for a while and ended up not liking that either. It was just too much work. I just found playing the drums and composing music to be much more fun and rewarding for me.
I got a question on your piano. How did you know how to play? I mean, seeing you couldn't read notes.
Well, there is Braille music. I learned to read Braille music. It's a really valuable skill. It's the same as reading Braille. You know, reading Braille is sometimes undervalued, not being able to read Braille music can be a real problem. Some musicians do just fine without it. I found it incredibly useful, not so much in playing drums so much, but composing music. You know, being able to write my ideas down on paper using Braille made it much easier later on to be able to get them in a format that people could actually use them. you know, use my ideas or use, or perform my music.
So, Peter, you've had six guide dogs. So tell us why it is that you have had, and that sounds like a silly question, but not everybody. I know Gary had guide dogs years ago, and he doesn't care to have one. Why is it that you have had six guide dogs? Tell us about that.
Well, it's six guide dogs over a 40-year period. I was raised around dogs. And the idea, once I graduated from college and sort of moved into my own apartment, of not having a dog, I just thought was, for me, just sort of nuts, you know, because I love dogs. I always have. And so, you know, when I graduated from college, I went to the school I go to and have gone to for 40 years, which is Guiding Eyes for the Blind in Yorktown Heights, New York, and got my first guide dog, which was a Weimaraner, which is really unusual, a guide dog, a Weimaraner named
Rush. No kidding.
And and at the time I was living in New York City, and we did a lot of walking, and she was a fabulous dog for me. Probably not for most other people, but for me at the time, it was exactly what I needed. And then I've gotten five other dogs, all labs since then, and all have been great successes. They've all been incredible, supportive of, you know, living alone, living with other people, living with poodles, living without poodles. It's been really, it's been really wonderful. And in fact, Keith is my current guide dog, and he's probably going to retire pretty soon. And I'm waiting to get my next dog. Of course, things are in chaos with the virus, but I'm hoping that sometime soon I'll move on to my next dog because he's just doing great, but he's slowing down. He'll be 10 in a month. So that's, you know, getting kind of up there for a dog.
Yeah. So your advice
you're quite active then.
Yeah, Gary, he's so active that I was dizzy reading his synopsis here. He's so much. Musician. Where did I just see? Oh, trainer of New York City taxi drivers. What was that all about?
Well, the mayor at that time, Mayor Rudy Giuliani of New York City, got a lot of complaints from pedestrians and cab riders that the cabbies were, like, you know, terrible drivers and terrible
people and terrible this and terrible
that. And so they mandated that every cab driver go through a 4-hour customer service program, and I was one of the trainers. And it was fascinating.
Not interesting.
It was absolutely fascinating on a number of levels, not the least of which was I was doing it with people from all over the world. I mean, cab drivers in New York City are literally from every continent, every country.
That's true.
Yeah,
and,
they are.
It was a fascinating experience. You know, and part of the problem, of course, were the cab drivers and the mayor didn't like each other very much. And so the cab drivers were annoyed to have to be there in the first place. So that was a major challenge. But it was a great experience for me. It sharpened my education skills. And I hope I helped some of the cab drivers. But mostly what I did was got them together and helped them talk together about the problems they were experiencing and then threw in some ideas here and there. Because a lot of those cab drivers have been driving for 40 years, and for me to tell them how to drive a car as a blind person makes absolutely no sense. So, it was really one of the most exciting experiences of my professional life. And as I said, I hope the cab drivers got some benefit out of it. I certainly did.
That's really interesting. Really interesting. Training the cab drivers.
Yep. Well, I used to work and train with the MV drivers down here. But I didn't tell them how to drive. I told them how to work with the visually impaired and blind.
Which
and there was a component.
MV, our MV drivers down here, transportation. Yeah, but I didn't teach them how to drive, but I taught them how to interact with the visually impaired and blind, how to work with them.
And this was a little more inclusive than that. This was more of a, you know, there was a disability component in the last 20 minutes or so. I was more interested in helping them be better at what they did, you know, their customer service skills for everybody, not just blind people.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that in itself was as I said, it was a really wonderful experience for me.
So, Peter, tell people about your website and if they'd like to reach you and maybe they would like a little advice from you or read your book to learn how to cope with challenges as a blind individual. Tell them about your website.
Sure. My website is very easy. It's peteraltschul.com, and that's Peter, you can all spell. Altschul is A-L-T-S-C-H-U-L peteraltschul.com. So it's peteraltschul.com. Both books are on my site. You can buy them. They're also available as ebooks in one form or another. They're also available through BARD, the Library for the, well, they call it something else now, the Library for the Blind, and that they're also available through Bookshare. So I hope that you read the books. If you want to get in touch with me, the easiest way to do that is to reach me by my email address, and that email address is actually easier than Altschul. It's Creating Common Ground, all one word, creatingcommonground@outlook.com. creatingcommonground@outlook.com. And my website again is peteraltschul.com. Yeah, creatingcommonground@outlook.com.
Well, I want to thank you very much for coming on tonight. It's too bad that you couldn't teach me years ago when I was driving the car. But...
yeah, Michael was a New York cab driver in disguise when his sight. We were afraid to drive with him. By the way, Peter, where are you calling in from? What state?
What part of the country?
Columbia, Missouri.
No kidding.
Missouri.
Yeah.
What's it like out there right now?
It's too hot and humid. It's disgusting outside. I'm more of a cold weather guy, but it's 92 degrees and humid as best I can figure out.
So
I moved to Missouri to get married, and Columbia is a wonderful place, for artists especially. In that sense, it's a good fit for me. So again, thank you for the opportunity. I don't want to overstate my time.
Nice talking with you, Peter.
Nice to meet you, and I hope you continue to listen to the show, Peter.
I certainly will. If you want me back to talk about something else, I'm happy to do it.
Sure.
We'll have you back, Peter.
We'll have you back. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Take care.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Good night. All righty.
And for those folks that are tuning in for the first time, don't know what this show's all about, we say we're the bridge. The bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. That's right. And that's what this show is all about. This show is... well, we're trying to be, let's just say entertaining, inform you, teach you, try to help you with getting jobs, all the above.
Give you a laugh here and there.
Yeah, give you a laugh here and there. right now we're going to go to trivia.
No, we're going to go to break.
We're going to break. Okay, we come back. We come back from break. We'll go to first trivia.
Yes.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days.
If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195 or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back, and we are live from the Spectrum Studios. That's right, Spectrum Powered Studios. Welcome back. Right now, I guess it's time. It's definitely time for trivia time.
Oh, wait a minute, Michael.
894-1680. 1 second, Gary. Phone number is 407-894-1680. What do you want, Gary?
I was just going to say this is my song. I picked it up tonight to enlighten everybody up a little bit because of the virus out there and all the things have been happening to us and the storm's been hitting us down here. And I just wanted to play this song for you tonight and maybe go buy it because it's going to make you happier, I hope. So let's go ahead and play my song there, Chris.
Who's singing this song? Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Chicago place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay, so who's singing this song? Us and our friends. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Good song, though.
Now, I don't think that's fair. Everybody know Michael Jackson knows that does that. So, come on, man. How are you going to throw Michael Jackson out here like this?
That's that was Dean Martin.
I guess because I'm talking with the man in the mirror.
Yep. Don't worry. Be happy.
Right, that part. Listen, we do have a caller on the phone line all the way from Delray Beach, Florida. The one, the only, the fabulous Bill. Bill, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine, guys. How's everybody by you?
Hey, doing fine.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill. How you doing? How's the weather down there in South Florida?
It's hot and humid.
Hot and humid. No rain?
No rain?
Off and on, yep.
Yeah, we'll get a lot more. Yeah. It ends here in Orlando.
Who do you think is singing that song, Bill?
That would be Bobby McFadden.
You got it.
Bobby McFadden. Are you right?
Is he right, McFadden?
He's right.
Close enough.
You're right.
You are right.
You got it. You got it.
At Subway. Subway. You just went yourself a $10 gift card at Subway.
Bobby McFadden.
All right. Very nice. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
That's right. Congratulations. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Give and your don't forget, don't worry, be happy.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So we're glad you enjoyed the show, Bill.
Bill, hold on. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
Don't hang up. Give your name and address off the air to Chris Shaw.
I will. I'll hang on.
Okay. All enjoy the rest of the show. Hope you like the show.
I do. Thank you. I listen every week.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Terrific.
Okay.
So, Gary.
Yes, sir. What's up? Yeah, I'm here.
You know the old story? This show is going to the dogs? Very true. Our show is going to the dogs in our house.
Go to the dogs. Over here, Spencer.
My feet are soaked. I let the dogs out. Boy, I'm telling you. The torrential rain is coming down like terrible.
Good line, Dave.
It comes in hard. It's got, your rain's probably gone now. That's the way these storms are working. It comes in real hard and then it stops.
Comes in waves.
Yep, comes in waves.
Hey, folks, if you're out there, if you're still listening to this radio show, it'd be nice if you could call in and say hello. Like to hear from you wherever you are. If maybe you're in Louisiana, tell us about the storm. Maybe you're in the Midwest. Yeah. About the storm. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Be nice to hear from you. I'd love to hear from people in the Midwest. If you're out there, 407-894-1680. Are you there? Are you there?
And you know what, Michael? This is the beginning of our season, and we've already gone through three storms in two weeks. Gone through three storms. No, 1 week. 1 week, I'm sorry. 1 week. It's the 7th. So
start getting all your supplies, Gary. It's supposed to be a rough hurricane season.
I know it is. I know it is. Nope.
It goes for anybody out there that's listening, and especially in Florida. Don't wait for the last minute. Start getting a little bit of extra water every time you get in
water. Soups and things like that. And of course, make sure I got enough rum in hand. Have my rum and water. Keep the nerves down. Keep the nerves down.
Only Gary was worried about rum and water during a hurricane.
Hey, I got to see something to settle these nerves down.
You're not supposed to be talking about strong drinks on this air since some of our patients are.
Well, it's not strong. I make them weak.
Weak.
I make them weak.
Yeah. Oh. This is a good time for anybody to call in now because we don't have a guest caller scheduled right now. So if you want to call in and say hello.
Is it time for another trivia?
That's up to you.
What time is it?
It is.
Got enough time?
7:48.
Oh, we got enough. Let's go. Chris, are you there? Chris?
I guess he's not there.
Are you there, Chris?
Is that?
that's hard to do when we're on the, when we're doing it this way. You can't pay attention, watch us, and look for us, you know, through the glass.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get back to the studios one day. I really miss it.
One day.
One day.
One day, yeah. It'll be over.
Hey, Chris, you there? Yo, Chris. Yo, Chris.
I hear you. I know you want to go to another trivia, but I got some callers on the phone line for you. Give me one moment.
Oh, good, okay. Good, good. See? There's a method to his magic.
I have a tremendous trivia.
Well, that will be the second hour.
This song, I'm going to let play because this song is not only appropriate, it's a great song.
We're going to have another trivia.
A lot of people did this song.
At the top of the hour.
I picked one that was good. You'll all know this song.
That'll be after 8.
But you might not know who's singing the song.
So who do you have, Chris, who wants to say hello?
Yeah. He's on the phone again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, so let's do this. We're gonna travel over to Brunswick, Georgia first, and talk with
our good
friend Carolyn from Brunswick. Then we're gonna travel up to the Midwest area of Ohio and talk with the one and only Dr. Miss Shirley. Right now, we got Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia. Carolyn, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
Hello.
How's
Carolyn doing?
I'm good. I want to wish Michael has a birthday. I know your birthday's this month, but I couldn't remember what day.
Oh, how'd you know that? God. I can't believe you remembered. Yeah, June the 15th is my birthday. Thank you, Carolyn. That's right. Thank you. June the 15th.
Carolyn, you're unbelievable.
Yep.
We know each other a long time, right, Carolyn?
Yes, for years. Years.
Years.
Hey, Karen, I got a question for you. You're in Brunswick, Georgia. Did they invent the Brunswick school there?
I don't know. I wondered about that myself.
They invented the Brunswick bowling ball.
Oh, yeah. That's right. My bowling ball had
Brunswick.
Really? For real?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh. So how are you, Carolyn?
I'm good. Everything's good.
Good. Just staying healthy.
I bet you remember when we stopped there with Mom.
Yes, I do. I remember Brunswick, Georgia. Yeah. Stop there to eat or something along 95.
Waffle House.
Waffle House.
And she ordered,
probably was the first place
and
I ever
she
had
ordered
Waffle
something
House.
That they all looked at like she was nuts. My mother, may she rest in peace, died in 96.
Yeah.
And she ordered something that today is, when she ordered it, everybody thought she was nuts. And now it's normal. You know what she ordered? Iced coffee.
They also ordered, yeah. I like iced coffee.
Oh, yeah. Iced coffee. Yeah.
Like it?
I don't like
it.
Coffee.
Carolyn?
And in Brunswick, Georgia. The 95, 94, when we were there, they didn't even know what it was. Most people never heard of iced
Carolyn,
coffee.
Carolyn, do you like iced coffee?
Yeah, I like iced coffee. And I also like R&B music. In response to your question, Michael.
She likes your idea. That's what she's telling you about, the R&B.
Oh,
yeah,
you like the R&B show?
I was born in 1956, too.
Don't you think you like to hear that show?
That's the year that you say R&B was born, so I was born that year.
Well, yeah, 56 mainly was born. They had a little bit before that, but basically it was 56, 57. That's when it all started in this country.
You better pick a song in Carolyn's honor if she was born the same year.
Well, let her call in.
When that show.
All right. Love you.
All righty.
Thanks for calling in. So I'll put you down for a yes for the show.
Thanks for calling in,
Thanks
Carolyn.
For calling in, Carolyn.
Can't stop it.
We have some of that. She's from Brunswick, Georgia. That was Carolyn.
All right, so let's take the trip over to... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What was that, Chris?
I know, I know. I just kind of barged
like
in.
Tin coffee can.
Right. Let's take a trip over to Ohio. The OH-10 is what I call it, because when you look at it, it looks like OH and a number 10. Shirley, how you doing?
Okay, how are you guys getting along today?
Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Shirley.
Oh, sounds like you're having all kinds of fun.
No. Yeah, we are. We're having a great time. How's the weather up there? Did you listen
well,
down here?
Well, not bad. Man, considering what you guys were having down there, I was keeping track of all that weather last night, all the tornado warnings going through. And
yeah, right now, too.
You know, we actually was on the National Weather Channel last night. said the storms are coming through Winter Park, Florida. And man, we made it big time last night.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I kept seeing things showing up for Winter Springs and one warning after another, and you know, there was a little part of me that was glad I wasn't there. We just left there a few days ago, so.
Yeah, you did. Yep.
Yeah, so it's great that you guys can do the shows, from your homes like that. It's impressive how many national programs, even TV programs and stuff, people are doing from their homes.
Oh, yeah.
So,
everybody's in their living room.
Shirley.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Len.
I said, how's everything doing in Ohio?
No, I thought you said, did you drive?
Oh, yeah, did you drive?
No, we came back by plane.
Oh, how was it?
You know, it was not bad. They really had things organized pretty well. They told people with the airlines we were going with, they told all of us as we were waiting that, you know, you had to have masks to get on the plane, and if people didn't have them, they were supposed to, you know, come up to the front there, you know, at the counter, and they would provide them, you know, with a mask. So they made that pretty clear. They did provide small snacks on the plane, so obviously you could take them off long enough to do that. But other than that, they expected you to wear them, and they told people, you know, they could sit in the middle, you know, the aisle seat and the window seat and leave the middle one clear. So I don't think it left you 6 feet, but it left you a little bit of space, in between people. So, and they weren't
so Shirley,
very full.
Did you listen?
I'm
did you
sorry?
Listen to the beginning of the show? Did you listen
yes,
to the
sir.
Beginning of the show? Okay, so then you know everything went fine with Maddie.
Yes, I do, and I've been keeping up, of course, with the emails that Sheila has sent out, you know, about her and the, you know, that the funeral was taking place and everything. How many people did you say were there?
I think Sheila's told me there was about 70 people, 75
wow.
maybe.
That's what I thought you said, and I didn't know, if they would, allow that many people to be at a service or not. Because I know, of course, on Friday they went into phase two down there, so that's changed some of the numbers, maybe. So
I sort of said yesterday we had a little, we had an awards banquet virtual at home.
Right.
And we all mentioned something, and I said that I'm sure going to miss Maddie here at the swim cookout parties and the Christmas parties I have because she really enjoyed coming here. This
How many people attended your virtual thing yesterday?
I would say maybe 15.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad. We
no, that's
probably
not too bad
would
for
have,
being
but
virtual.
We had made some plans to go out and have lunch with some people. I don't know if any of you guys are getting out to eat. Yeah, we've been out twice.
Oh,
here and once in Florida, and we ate outside both times. So I don't know. I'm a little bit nervous about it yet, but we've sort of tried.
We just opened up our bars. We opened up the bars today or this week. I mean,
Have you gotten out to eat, Gary?
I've been to Olive Garden, and I've been out to get Tijuana Flats, get my tacos.
Have you eaten in the restaurant?
Ate outside. I've ate outside at Tijuana Flats.
What about
and
Olive
then,
Garden?
I ate Olive Garden inside, but you were so separate. There wasn't very many people when we went in. So,
so
you wore your mask
comfortable
in, you do what
you're
with supposed
it
to do.
Then.
Gary, excuse me. Yeah. I wanted to ask Shirley, did you wear a mask until you ate, Shirley?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, I did too.
I did, Lynn.
You two were the first. We haven't been anywhere really. So you and Gary we're just learning and listening to what you guys are doing. And Shirley, you're the first person we heard that flew.
Yeah,
oh,
you're the first person that flew.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was a little bit nervous about it, but I didn't think, you know, if I had seen a value in waiting, I probably would have waited a little bit, but I didn't see where it was going to help. You know, this wasn't going to resolve, at least it doesn't look like, in the next few weeks. And more people are flying rather than less. So I didn't really feel that I was going to make it any better you know, by waiting. We didn't go back initially when we were supposed to. So, you know, we waited a little bit longer, but I kind of feel like things are going to get more crowded as time goes by. So we figured if we were going to get back here, we sort of needed to just bite the bullet and do it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for keeping
well,
us.
Well, thank you. You guys all sound great. It's good to hear all of you, and I'm glad you're all safe and healthy and well, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Lynn, for us.
I will. Thank you very much, and you all take care of yourself.
You too.
Okay.
See ya. Right, thanks.
So we have
bye.
To the top of the hour, Michael.
So you folks out there, don't forget, now's the time. You say now's the time for what?
Yeah, watch
AARP. AARP. Now's the time to join. It's only $12 a year. Don't forget, they're a great advocate for the senior citizens. That means when you're over 50, I hate to tell you, when you're over 50, that means you're classified, hate to say it, as a senior citizen.
Yeah.
That's right. I couldn't wait to join because I couldn't wait to be 50. Nah, that's a lie. I hated being 50. I admit that. But I wanted to get all the discounts that AARP had. That's not the only reason I joined, because AARP is a great organization. They're an advocate for the senior citizens. But if you want discounts, that's the way to go, AARP. So if you don't belong, now's the time. And the question is...
Get in on the ground floor, 50.
Yeah. And don't forget, when you call up, don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Go to our webpage. Check them out. BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org. That's the place to look. BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org. We're going to go to break. Don't go.
You know, Michael.
We're going to go to break.
Oh, okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said we're going to go to break. Don't go away.
I have a discrepancy. My computer says 7:59 and my phone says 8:00, Chris. So we'll go by you.
Well, I'm in the same boat you in, because the clock on the monitor says 7:59, but the clock on the wall says 8:00.
What's going on?
Wow.
We both at the same level. So I go by one computer. So we got 30 seconds before we go into our break. Right, Mike?
Yeah. Okay, 30 seconds.
Mike just like taking
us. You know what I was going to say, Michael, when we're talking about AARP at 50? I said, one time I thought 50 was old. That's one time I thought 50 was old. That's not old.
You know, I'll tell you what's really funny. I got a birthday coming up, and I started thinking how old I am. I said, oh, my goodness gracious.
21.
I thought nobody.
Forever 21, Mike.
29. Don't go away. We'll be right back to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. Be right back.